When high-stress situations arise in schools, group homes, or residential care settings, the people closest to the crisis are rarely the ones with the most formal training. That gap, between what frontline staff are expected to handle and what they have actually been prepared for, is exactly the problem this contributor has spent years trying to close. This profile presents an expert who works at the intersection of social services, education policy, and behavioral health. This individual has developed a methodical approach to professional development from their own experience in care settings. From the care floor to curriculum design. The writer has worked directly in crisis intervention for more than 10 years, initially as a residential care worker and later as a program coordinator in charge of training new employees in multi-site institutions. That trajectory shaped a very specific lens. Policy matters, but only as much as the person who has to apply it in the room. What became clear early on was that certification frameworks, however well-intentioned, often fail at the point of application. A staff member might pass a written exam and still freeze during an actual escalation. That disconnect pushed the contributor toward developing resources that bridged the gap between test knowledge and practical decision-making. What this contributor focuses on. Dedicated to improving safety outcomes in high-stress care environments, this specialist focuses on developing educational frameworks that help staff navigate the complexities of trauma-informed care. The current project addresses a real gap heading into the 2026 certification cycle, providing open-access resources, including a comprehensive TCI practice test, designed to help social workers and educators master de-escalation techniques and LSing, life-space interviewing. Protocols before they walk into a high-stakes certification assessment. The approach is deliberately practical. Rather than repackaging existing